Jelko, last time we met, it was about 6 months ago.
Yes.
Mostar was being bombarded with mortars, and things have changed a little bit now. What's life like here now?
Now is life. It's not too bad, but it's before 6 months, our life has been very bad. You know, now it's better. You know, no grenades. The shops, it's working. It's everything is all right. You know, but it's not like before the war. But it's okay. No problem.
You're a Muslim, and you live in strange part of town. Can you describe why your part of town is so special in this war?
My part of town is special. The reason is that is in the same side like in Croatia, you know. And the Croats all time the war, it's want to take that part of city, but not succeed.
In fact, you're about 25 yards, 50 yards.
Yes, of my home.
That is the front line.
Yeah, that is the front line. Maybe 100 meter is it's the different of my home and the first line.
That now, I think you joined the army very young, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, when I was 16.
Were there many 16-year-olds fighting?
Yes. Lot of my friends, my generation. I'm born 1976, and a lot of guys in my age is in army.
So you found yourself in 1992 and 1993 being overrun, first of all, by the Serbs.
Yes.
Then by the Croats. Yes. In 1993, 94. And eventually you've now got a narrow strip of Muslim territory down the east bank of the river.
Yes.
And an even narrower strip down the west bank of the river, which is where you live.
Yes.
Now that it's sort of relatively peaceful.
Yes, now it's relatively peaceful, but it's now it's very dangerous to walking around. It's the reason is the search. It's every day have some little surprise for us, you know. That is the one shell, two shell, that is maybe kill 10 or 15 people here. It's now it's very dangerous, you know. It's always the dangerous. We have sirens, you know, or sirens, who is talking that all people stay in house, don't go outside. It's very, very dangerous, you know. It's that reason for that is the Serbs. It's losing every day, and the Serbs want to kill all people here. You know, that is some kind of the revenge, you know. You're losing in battlefield, but for that it's killing the people in town, in center of town.
Now, you left the army, I think, last year, and you joined the police force.
Yes.
But the thing that interests me most is the fact that you've become a sort of unofficial youth leader.
Yes.
Now, why did you do that, and what are you doing?
I know, I have a lot of children in other part of the city, you know, and I want that children be safe, that survive this war, and that, and a lot of children in these two war it's being killed, but I don't want that all these children who stay in this town be dead, you know. I only want that these children survive, and I work in one organization who helping the children, and we want that children go in safe. We are organized some clubs, you know, Shuan shooting club, and we have one football club, basketball. We have the classes of the playing the guitar, the class of painting, and the class of the pianos, and the children it's very, very happy, you know. We have a lot of children who are going that class.
What has the war done to children? I mean, when you see them in the street, they look fairly normal, happy kids, but in their heads, deep inside them, what do you think has happened?
I know, the children, it's different inside, you know. His outside is very lucky, but inside, you know, if I tell my brother or other children that go inside the house, it's not safe in outside of the house. It's beginning to crying and something like that. It's not happy. Maybe the face it's happy, but soul inside it's not happy. It's you know, it's only children, you know. Now it's the time, the summer is beginning, the children go to swimming, the children go to play football and everything, but now it's dangerous, you know, to go out, you know, and it's not very happy, you know. When the children say you go hour or two outside playing and after that you go home, he say okay, but not, that is not like before.
Now, things have improved a bit, because last time I came to see you, there was no water. You had to collect all your water from standpipes. I think electricity was a big problem, because it was being cut off for many hours of the day. There were no shops. There were just centres where the humanitarian aid was distributed from. It's gradually getting better, isn't it?
Yes. Now it's, the European community, it's beginning to work a water system on both sides. Now in my house and house in East Bank, another side of our free town, we have water, you know, electricity. Before we have the 5 hours in day, the electricity, now we have 24 hours. And the shopping, it's open and it's little being expensive, but that is okay, you know. It's very bad if you go to that center for this troop, that humanitarian aid, and you must wait 2-3 hours to bring maybe 1 kilo of the flour and you know, 2 kilo of rice and something like that. Now if you have money, but our cousins and who is living under country in Europe send the money and we buy some things we need.
This is the lucky thing about Bosnia and Herzegovina, is that nearly everybody here has relations overseas in Germany or Austria or Canada. So there are these connections which you can rely on for support. But it also means that people have an opportunity to leave the city. Would you want to leave here?
No. I have my cousin in Norway and Denmark and Germany. I have a lot of friends in USA and Italy, but I don't go from this town, you know. I'm born in this town, and when it's over, when it's war, it's over. Maybe I go to 1 month to vacation in Italy, or maybe to visit my cousins in other countries, and I'll be back, you know. I survived this war, and now it's beginning to rebuilding this city, you know. That needs a lot of help for our people, you know. Maybe when Mostar be like before, I go for another country.
Now we're sitting by the banks of the Neretva, very close, just a few yards away from the old bridge, which is not there anymore, which was destroyed by the Croat guns on a little hill. The guns were on a little hill just over there, weren't they? There's not a single building that we can see which hasn't been destroyed. Everything all along both banks of this river have been destroyed.
Yes.
It's very hard to describe that on radio. It's an unbelievable sight. But how long is it going to take to rebuild all this?
That needs a lot of time, you know. Maybe the old bridge can't rebuild it, you know. That is not the same old bridge, you know. The old parts of the city, it's very, very destroyed, you know. You see every house, it's missing the roof, but and if missing the roof, it's everything inside, it's in damage, you know. The raining and wind and everything is destroyed. Maybe 2 or 3 years it's enough to rebuilding all this, but that is not like before. The old bridge, now destroyed, but that is the worst thing in this war, you know. That bridge has been old maybe for 400 years, you know. It's a pity to
Were you here when it collapsed?
Yes. When I see that is damaged, you know, that is fall down, that is being like I lost my brother, my father. This is the one part of me. I'm born in Mostar, and that is the symbol of Mostar, and that bridge is always in my heart.
Now, Shevka, when you were in the army, age 16, 17, yes. You're 18 now.
19.
I'm so sorry, you're 19. Mm. But when you joined at the age of 16, was it what you expected? Was fighting, was war very much what you expected?
And when I have 16, when I see...
Sorry, can I ask that question again?
Yes.
Shevka, you joined the army when you were 16.
Yes.
You're now 19.
Yes.
Looking back, what was it like joining the army? Was it what you expected?
I expected that this war, it's over for maybe 1 or 2 months, you know. And when I had 16, you know, I never before see the gun or on the heard some strange noise like grenade, you know. First year I've been very, very afraid, you know. When you see your friends dying, you know, and you just wait for your bullet, for your grenade, that is being feared. But after a year, I learned, I have experience, and now that is experience, it's bring me some lucky, you know. I'm still alive, and I think that is worth the stupid thing in this world, you know. All arms, it's that I am some president of this world. I destroyed all army in this world, you know. It's always, you know, with that arms you can't build something fine. You only with that arms can destroy something, you know. I'm young, I'm very young, 19, that is my best age of my life, but 3 years I'm in a war, and I don't see this, you know. I before when it's over, before the war, I have some picture of the outside of this country, you know. But we are now civilized, you know. This is everything like in Stone Age, you know. All killings, just killings, you know.
Did you have to kill anybody?
No. Only defense. I shooting, but I see something coming on me. I shooting in air, you know. If he run, I don't shoot. I only want to survive this war. No killing anybody, you know. That man, it's also the human being. I a human being, you know.
What do you think the future will be for Croats and Muslims and Serbs? That's after all, we've driven today, as I do every day, 50, 60 miles, and it's just a long, long drive with houses blown up the whole way down, ethnic cleansing of Serb villages. And then in other areas we find Muslim villages, all of them destroyed, one after another. How are you all going to live together in the future?
I don't know. I only want that this war, it's over, you know, that stop. You know, maybe we live together in future, but it's first thing in that is that this war is stopped. You know, maybe we live like before, maybe not, maybe each people have all the his state, his country, you know. But I only want that this war stop, you know. Maybe we live together with Croats and Serbs. I have a lot of Croats friends in other side, and I have a lot of friends, people who write me letters from Serbia. You know, I have a lot of friends, and we don't guilty for this war. We are only the puppets.
Your generation is not guilty.
No, my generation is not guilty in this war. We are only puppets in this big game of the politicians. You know, the ordinary people is always suffering.
Now, you've got a rifle club that you've started, which is an air rifle club.
Yes, the pellet gun.
And you've got a swimming pool.
Yes.
Tell me about the swimming pool.
We have a little swimming pool who has been in damage in this war, but I, with my friends and little kids, we are rebuilding that swimming pool, fix it, and now it's working. We are going to
swim. Where does the water come from?
We have the water system we have the water system inside the pool, you know, it's been before the war. That man who is have that swimming pool, it's fixed that water system inside the pool, you know.
Can we go and see it?
Yes.
Now, tell me about the rifle club.
My rifle club, it's the little club. We are organized that club, we are everything. And the fix in that club, it's we are self-painting, making the tables and everything. We are prepared the gun, and now with the little children going the shooting, and you know, we are before maybe 1 month we are help the little shooting, you know. We have three groups, and each group have the best shooter, you know. And in that three group, we have some kind of contest, you know. And the best, it's been the one man, the three of best is been in my group, you know. And we have little prizes for them, the War Child, the English humanitarian organization, it's bring some kind of chocolates and you know, the for light sticks, and we are give that for the children, and we have something for diploma, you know, diploma for first, and the children is very happy, you know. I've been in that my little friends maybe before 2 days, and I came in his room, and in the wall it's been that diploma, and he say I'm be second, you know, maybe last, maybe the next year I'll be first. I say no problem, you'll be first, you know. It's children, it's very very happy when going to contest, you know. And when you say him that he's big, you know, and they're not kids, and he's going to say his mother, mama I'm big now, I shooting with gun, and I'm second in my club, you know. It's I like to see the children when that children is very happy, you know.
Now, we've got another crazy situation in this city, in that you have a football club which you've started.
Yes.
And I think you're planning a football match with Italy?
No, that is with shooting club.
Now, you've also fixed, I think, a shooting competition with Italy.
Yes,
Sorry, can I start again?
Okay.
You've also started, I think, plan for a shooting competition with Italy, and yet there are presumably just 50 yards, 70 yards, 100 yards away, there are Croat kids, and you can't organize a competition with them. You can't even play football matches with them because you're not allowed to cross 50 yards of road to play with them. How do you feel about that?
That is really strange feeling, you know. I have friends from other side, and you know, I always with that friends playing the football, the basketball, everything. And now when I see that we can't play with our friends, that is strange feeling, you know.
But you can play in Italy.
Yes, I have some friends in Italy who has been the second in shooting in the world championship in Korea, you know. And he fixed it that we go in Bologna. That is the friendship shooting club with us, you know. And now we just wait for the letter of the world shooting organization, you know, that we see when we go to Italy to going to that friendship contest with against Italy, you know. And the children is very happy, you know, when I say that 10 or 15 guys that we go in Italy say, okay, we go in Italy, you know, that is very, very nice.
So, Shetko, this shooting club, can we go and look at it now?
Yes, we go.
Yeah. Now, we're on the west bank at the moment. We're just approaching the Stari Most, the old bridge which was destroyed. And we're going to cross over to the east side. Is there any danger for you in crossing?
No. It's not very dangerous. No, it's maybe a little high, but no danger.
But we've had a few grenades in the last few days, a few mortars coming in, one man killed down near the hospital on the west end of the city.
Yes.
Are you concerned about those sorts of attacks?
Yes.
Being repeated?
Yeah, maybe. You know, that is tactics of surprise. That serve have some tactics of surprises, you know. It's everything is quiet, and after that, it's beginning to shooting, the shelling, you know. And that tactic of surprise, you know, maybe kill 10 or 15 people.
Yeah. Now, we're actually stepping onto this temporary steel bridge, which replaces the old 16th century.
Yes.
Bridge, which was built by the Ottoman Empire.
Yes.
And at both ends, standing in the middle now, both ends you can see the ruined, like broken off arms, aren't they?
Yes.
Where were you when that happened?
You see that? You see where
the waterfall coming out of...
Yes. Maybe a little left. See that house?
Yes.
With that window.
Now, the guns that destroyed this bridge were in fact exactly above. I mean, it's a matter of 2 degrees above where you were on that little hill.
No, you see that white house over there in that hill?
Yes.
Yes, the tank has been in that house, you know, and shooting to the window, you know, that nobody see. You know.
So they put the tank behind the walls of the house and they put the barrel of the gun through the window?
Yes.
And it was one tank that kept on firing until it destroyed it?
Yes. Only one tank. It's been inside that our people, our soldiers, don't shooting for that tank, you know. It's been inside the house and shooting through the window.
And everything around us is destroyed. Every single house. It's just... looks like pictures from the Second World War of Stalingrad or...
Yes, or Berlin, something like that.
Windy up here. Yeah. Listen, let's carry on, and I want you to show me, if you can, this front line where the swimming pool is and where you were presumably working as a soldier in 92.
Yes.
So, you've been doing your own private projects to keep kids occupied here. What do you think of what the EC is doing? Because they have a large plan of projects for schools and youth clubs.
Yes, the EC, it's very good, you know. It's always give the money to rebuilding the place for children, schools, and now it's we have one project with EC that's rebuilding our place for playing the football, you know, and we have agreed with Mr. Koshnik that is to be okay for 1 month, and we have also now it's beginning to building one sports center for young people here in Mostar.
Right.
It's European community, it's very good.
Just before we leave the bridge, it was from here that you were one of the divers. This is a tradition, isn't it?
Yes.
Tell me what happened and how...
And tradition in Mostar is that I jump, if my father jump, I jump maybe two or three times with him, and I jump alone, you know. I first time jumped with my father when I had 12. And now I jump, but now missing the old bridge, and we have some platform with on the river, and we jump with that platform.
Right. How high is it?
25 to 26 meters, depends of the level of water.
And is it dangerous?
No.
And do you know how it started? What was the origin of this tradition?
Yes. You know, you're first going to jump for little stone and little bigger and bigger, and when you when you are ready for bridge, you go with your friends or father, and he explain the which kind of jump you want to choose, and you jump if you want to leg, if you want to head. It's very dangerous if you want diving to head. You know, the little mistake and you maybe broke the neck. No, for that I jump in leg.
Well, I think it is dangerous then.
Yes.
And I certainly wouldn't want to do it myself.
No.
The other thing about this, I'm looking down at the river now from the bridge, which is the most extraordinary blue-green.
Yes.
I've never seen a river this color before. What causes that?
Yes, the blue, not something in the middle, blue and green. It's a very nice color, you know. When I have 4 years, I'm first time swim in this river, in this place. My father grabbed me and take, and he dropped me in the water, but in the middle of river. He say, you only go in other side. If you go in this side, you are dead. And I must swim in other side.
I presume you did swim to the other side.
Yes,
you wouldn't be here
yes,
talking to
yes.
us today.
That has been a little difficult, but I swim, you know. Something like, you know, you must listen to your father. If you say go, and I go. And after that, I don't have afraid from swimming, you know. I always say, my father, I go in other side, no problem.
Now, looking up, just while we're here, we can see all the hills around us, which is really where all your enemies were.
Yes.
We're looking south at the moment.
Yes.
And those were the Serbian positions up there.
And maybe 5 kilometers on the hill. Chartan.
So they were firing over the top of that hill.
Yes.
Now, I've heard rumors that there were people in the city who were telling the Serbs whether or not their shells had landed in the right places.
Maybe. I don't know. That's maybe not good information, but maybe it's have some men like this who is calling the Serbs and say, this is not right place,
yeah.
You're going to little left and little right. We catch some people, but in the war with Serbs, when we and Croats been together, we catch a few of that guys, you know, we have a little radio station in house and calling and say, in that place you have 25 people or 10 children you have, and he call and you know, he's on top of the hill, see old city, you know, and say that, and he shilling.
Now, turning round a little bit, here we have another extraordinarily big hill. What's the name of this one?
Hum.
Now, Hum was where the Croat positions were.
Yes.
I don't know what that is, but I would say it's about 1 kilometer?
Maybe 700, no, not more.
And so, there we are, 700 meters away.
Yes.
And they had heavy guns up there?
No, not now.
They did?
Yes, they did. In war, it's have the big guns of their hues.
And did they then come down this slope?
No. No, it's... you see, that is not top of the hill. You have 100 meters behind the hill, and then go the top of hill, you know.
Right.
It's a very, very dangerous to come outside, you know. We are under hill, we see everything, you know. And it's very, very difficult, especially in that part of the hill. It's very dangerous to going down, you know. But the Croats have some special tactic for that. He have the big car tire for car, for camion, truck, and full of explosive. You know, and that it's put down and have a remote controller, and he and the Croats put that tire from the hill in the city, you know, and when it's fall down you have a remote control and that go in. And that blow up, you know.
Tires packed with explosives, you roll them down the hill, when they've settled where you want them to be, you press the button,
and everything is destroyed.
It's clever, but it's horrible, isn't
it? Yes, yes. We have down there maybe 200, 300 meters, we have three houses and damage, you know, everything. You have only one big hole, you know, that's before being three houses.
Run. Shevka, how did you manage for food and those sorts of supplies when the city was completely cut off for all those months?
That has been very difficult, you know. You have maybe in 1 month you bring the UN, it's bring maybe 2 or 3 kilos of the floor for bread, maybe 2 or 3 kilos for person. You know, we have lucky, in my house we have 6 members of the family, you know, that is maybe 12 kilo, that is enough for maybe 5 days. But I have some friends in Umprofor, you know, it's very good to bring me, Shema, to bring me food, you know.
Now, sorry, let me just stop you for a moment here, because these guys are actually waiting for tourists.
Yes, and
we've got 4 of them sitting here.
Understand.
You were a fighter?
Yes.
You were friends?
Yes.
Is he still a friend?
Yes.
Have you had any tourists here yet?
Yes.
Have you had any tourists
in
here yet?
I'm a tourist, I'm a similar positive.
Yes, no.
And in a mail, yes, maybe.
Journalists and aid workers.
Yes, yes. Be careful and don't chat me. Boom, boom.
I know. I've been here 4 years.
Yes, yes. Hi.
Ciao.
And that man, it's that man sold the souvenirs, the tourists who's coming here, you know, it's that is the way of his survival, you know.
Yeah.